Murder, Lost and Found by Debbie Young and read by Mary Woodvine for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. Deal. As going out of my comfort zone to Greece made such a difference to me, I think it's your turn now. In May, a week's writing retreat on a tiny Greek island had inspired me to start on my first book, Best Murder in Show, recording some of the many notable episodes in my life since I'd inherited my great-aunt's cottage in the Cotswolds. On the first day of the school summer holidays, with no school-run mums to serve in the tea room, I was taking the opportunity of a quiet moment in the bookshop to thrash out an important subject. After nearly a year of dating, Hector and I had yet to take our first holiday together. Hector raised his eyebrows. Why? I'm pretty well travelled. I've been around. Yes, but not lately. Ever since I've lived in Wendlebury Barrow, you've never been further than Clevedon to see your parents. Aren't you getting a bit set in your ways for a man of 32? He tapped on his music app to change the tunes playing over the sound system, then to the mellow tones of Ella Fitzgerald singing Gershwin's Summertime. He strolled over from the trade counter to sit at a table in the tea room. I hope you're not thinking of a trip to Australia to see Horace. That's way beyond my budget just now. Appealing as visiting Hector's identical twin might be, that wasn't what I had in mind. No, my idea would be much cheaper. Let me show you Scotland. You've never been there, and my parents would put us up for free. They live in a lovely part of Inverness, right on the river, just up from Ness Islands. It's a great base for exploring the Highlands. Hector folded his arms in resistance, but I knew the way to his heart. Inverness has a huge second-hand bookshop, a book lover's Aladdin's Cave. He uncrossed his arms. Maybe, but not until the end of the school summer holidays. So many local parents rely on us to liven up their children's long vacation. Besides, I can't afford to be away from the shop during peak tourist season. We'd already started our summer holiday activities program for children, as the colouring sheets and craft materials on the play table suggested. Okay, deal. Which reminds me, I promised to go and help rationalise the school library today. I thought you did that on Friday. No, that was only a quick check, and I could see at a glance I'd need more time to do a proper job. Can you spare me for an hour or so this afternoon? If you think you can stand the excitement. I set a coffee in his favourite mug on the table in front of him. Ella Berry, the school's highly efficient business manager, is one of my best friends in the village, and I'm always glad of the excuse to visit her. But I wasn't going just for fun. The school's latest book order arrived this morning, so I thought I'd take that up and get it out of the way in our stockroom. Besides, it'll give me an opportunity to identify any gaps in the library stock and give Ella ideas of how to spend next year's book budget. Ordering from us, obviously. Hector always says I'm good at spotting opportunities to grow his business. Okay, Sophie, that's fine. A summer afternoon in the village school library. What could possibly go wrong? Chapter 2. Lost Property. The school entrance hall looked just the same as in term time. Staff headshot photos arrayed in a neat grid on the notice board, glass-fronted case full of trophies, wooden board displaying the names of each year's head boy and head girl, Lost Property spilling out of the understairs cupboard beside the office door. But in the school holidays, the smell was distinctly different. Gone was the invisible fug of school dinners. If I were a perfumier, bottling its essence, I'd say thick base notes of floor polish, cut through by astringent heart notes of disinfectant, finished with refreshing top notes of new-mown grass. On my way to work that morning, I'd heard the putt-putt of the mower making its first full cut of the school holidays. With the children now dispatched, I'd expected to walk into silence. No strident voices of teachers in lessons. No cheery buzz of high-pitched chatter at playtime and lunch break. Silenced at key moments.